Dobro jutro. And welcome to Live with Kathy, voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world? Now the show is live from 11:30 a.m. to noon Central Time. And then you could wait about 20 minutes, and you could log on blogtalkradio.com / Kathy Watson, CathiWatson, and listen to the show because it will be archived. Now, if you want to hear any of my former shows, oh, goes on and on and on, please log on to blogtalkradio.com/ Kathy Watson. Today's show, darlings, will you be with me? I know that I have. It's your life. Look healthy and live healthy. It's your choice. But I want to change that. We could always do that later on in the week. Because, you see, exercise and creativity, that's when you embrace and incorporate ironworking, and it's for you gals, too. Now, you do know that my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but in the world. Aging has been spiritualized, theorized, intellectualized, but never, ever glamorized. Who said you can't be simply ageless and glamorous and handsome at age 50 and beyond? Don't go to the very end with your dreams still dancing in your heart. And darlings, do you want to know what my mission and passion is? You see, Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. You know, I think it's only in America that they hold age to be sacred. Oh, if you're 50 and beyond, you're losing your brain cells. You don't have to read, you don't memorize anything. That is you know what. So I'm going to share with you, I am a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. My age never occurred to me. Does it occur to you? Why don't you email me at Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net, and share with me your thoughts on aging. Because you see, darlings, let me remind you, let me be very blunt. If you're not aging, you're pushing up daisies. So which do you prefer? And then I need to ask you, what have you contributed life? Your life right now, everything that's in your life, it's your choice. It is your choice. So on a scale of 1 to 10, how great is your life? And 10 being the greatest, what are you giving back to the world? What are you doing? You know, choices come back to embrace you or bite you in the butt. There is no blame. Oh, yes, I know you all love to blame everyone. Well, I really wanted to do this, and I wanted the, and I never had. No, darling, you are where you are today because of your choices. So email me, Kathy Studio. At sbcglobal.net. then you could cry, maybe. And I'll just email you back, or maybe I won't, I don't know. But once I get your email, I delete it. Your life, the law of attraction, what you put out there is exactly what you get back. I know what I'm talking about. I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. So with your permission, I'm going to do our commercials. And then I want to read to you what I wrote years ago. I was inspired. You see, I'm a writer. And you just can't sit down and write. You have to have the inspiration. And I got the inspiration to write Iron Workers. What a noble profession. So before I go into that, I want you to give a voice to your passion. You want to change your life? Change your thinking. You see, darlings, you will never, ever happen again. Do you want to have your own radio show? Wouldn't that be awesome? Have you ever dreamed of giving a passion to your voice? Giving a voice to your passion? You see, no one's going to know about you if you're just sitting there, if you've written a book and it's sitting in your garage. So I want you to think about. I want you to think out of the bottle. I want you to think about being the star of your very own live half-hour internet radio show. The world is waiting for you. Timing is everything, and the time is now. Imagine your very own half-hour show where you're the star, sharing your story with the world your way. Internet radio is a powerful advertising, marketing, PR tool. It's exploding. And best of all, darlings, you broadcast from the comfort of your home office on a landline. Well, that's what I'm doing now. I'm looking out the window. Very, very hot where I'm at, and the sun is shining. At least the wind isn't blowing. And I'm able, I don't have to get dressed. I am just simply in my very comfortable little sunbathing outfit. Now, your show is live and then archived. But what you see, I become your outside advocate. And I need for you, you could have just one show. You could use this one show as your advertising and marketing tool. And then I email you the link. In minutes, your show is heard. Your voice, your message, will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Don't go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. Don't you understand it that you're unique? You will never happen again. Life is not a dress rehearsal. Don't be afraid to be that most brilliant you that you can be right now. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand. Melting like a snowflake. Now listen to me. Our body and brain don't age. We do, by our choices. I told you what my mission and passion is. Raymond Charles Barker, theologian, said the danger of aging is the fact that most people accept where they are and stop visioning where they want to go. What is your dream? What dream is still dancing in your heart? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers Impact. Feel the energy, the brotherhood and sisterhood. Titanic shaping and bridging the future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Workers International, the Domperion of the trades. Hey, this career opportunity is for you gals too. Log on ironworkers.org. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to iron workers and for you to acknowledge them and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. In just a bit, I'm going to read Iron Workers for the Noble Profession. I'm a writer. And when you're a writer, you just can't sit down and write. You have to have the inspiration. I was inspired to write this, and I'm going to share it with you. And you will. There is a disc. It's about 6 minutes long. And it just makes me feel so happy and delighted when I'm able to talk to you about iron workers. What a noble profession. Did you know that Team Love Home Care, it is their purpose is to extend to you the compassionate care and companionship one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Beau Vivant of Iron Age. He is a unique, one-of-a-kind, original designer. Wire art, sculpture, and leather works, all original. All hand-built, made one-of-a-time to your specifications. And this unique gift will never, ever be duplicated. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Now, darlings, before I get into the noble profession, I want to tell you that next week on the 14th, you won't believe this, dinosaurs had feathers. August 21st, habits, one of the elements of happiness. Let go of the past. And how often do you laugh? August 28th, improve your life. It's never, ever too late. Now, are you ready? This will take about 6 minutes. Canigale from the world of classical ballet and haute couture find happiness with an ironworker. Ironworkers date back to the 16th century from England, France to Britain, and finally working its way to North America. Man's quest for power and prosperity has fueled building developers' ambition to build ever taller buildings, soaring upward to the heavens. Buildings, towers that have defined cities, flavored with ingenuity and declaring their reach to spiraling heights of grandeur. Iron workers are a breed unto themselves. They're visionaries, co-creators of structures that without iron workers would not be standing today. The big John Hancock in Chicago tapped out on May 6th, 1968, 94 floors. Oh, by the way, I'm a stair climber, and I did climb that building several times. And in 1931, the Empire State in New York opened and dominated the Manhattan skyline for 41 years. Under construction, the Freedom Tower in New York, and Chicago's newest, the Trump Tower. But that goes back years ago, and the list goes on. I have a special place in my heart for iron workers. I married one years ago. By all accounts, I'm sure the experts, whoever they are, would agree that no way in the world would a gal from the classical world of ballet in the world of haute couture, high fashion, find happiness with an iron worker. Don't you know you have nothing in common? Yeah, it'll never last. But wait a minute, not so fast. Classic and construction do complement each other. Egads. Granted, I didn't see the comparison early in our marriage. It was tough enough to get to know each other, warts and all, then try to figure out if we were compatible. The honest truth, I had my doubts about our so-called chemistry. Come on, didn't we all? But time and maturity prevailed, and here we are on the brink of our 56th year, and they said it wouldn't last. Actually, it's longer than that. But here's my analogy on the classics and creative construction. Ballet, the art of body discipline, encouraging change, forming and molding the body. Iron workers, the art of creative construction, beginning with blueprints, following a disciplined path to achieve a work of art. Haute couture, the world of high fashion, exquisite, beautiful expressions, colors, the effect of many hours behind the scenes in creating, designing, a mutual labor of love. Iron workers, the beauty of their work varied, never to be seen by the naked eye. The pride and dedication is in the end. Buildings, monuments, bridges, factories that stand the test of time. The celebration, the bow, bravo, acknowledging acclaim for a brilliant ballet performance and fashion production. The topping out ceremony, after a construction project has been completed, let the party begin. In sidebar, oh, they do know how to party. She towers so high, just scraping the sky. What a momentous occasion. The final beam of the Sears Tower in Chicago was put into place 33 years ago. Number of Sears employees, construction workers, and dignitaries who signed the final beam, 12,000. Similarities abound in the classics and creative construction, and yet are worlds apart. The Lyric Opera House in Chicago, 1929, home to famous ballet companies and opera lovers. Oh, my favorite ballet, Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake. The Pas de Deux, a magnificent tribute to the male dancer's athleticism and strength while performing a series of grands jetés. The swan's graceful movements are breathtaking and pay homage to years of arduous training. Ah, the Airy Crown Theater Auditorium, built in 1916, where global designers present their latest creations to the world. Glissade, gliding down the runway wearing the latest fashions with all eyes upon me and my possibilities. The Lyric Opera House, the Airy Crown, yet another testimony and witness to the art form and dedication of iron workers and construction workers. Together, we created an interesting, complex life, but never boring. Best of all, we created three beautiful children. The youngest, who's following in his father's footsteps. I just love it when Bob calls and asks, "Is Dad there? I need to talk to him." This gives Bill, Dad, who retired in 1991 from Indiana Local 395, a chance to go back in time to relive the glory days when he was just starting. The rush, the thrill of being able to guide Bob, to mold him into being the best that he can be. Work ethics, integrity, taking pride in a job well done. Being a co-creator of art, of a work of art, what could be more rewarding? A day doesn't go by that Bill doesn't talk about ironworking in a profession he loved and still does. Pointing out some of the jobs he worked on, specialty shops on Michigan Avenue in Chicago, bridges and steel mills in Indiana, Illinois, what memories. Today our life. A new living, a new dimension of living and accomplishments. Bill, also known as the Silver Fox, continues to work out daily in the gym. We're both runners and cross-train with weights religiously. Currently, I'm a radio talk show host, from the airwaves to the highwaves, sailing the high seas, as a guest lecturer on international cruise ships. Memorial Day, we fly to Denver, Colorado, to run the Boulder Boulder, a 10K road race. It's a family affair. Hey, move over, Seabiscuit. Yeah, Virginia. There is life after 50, 60. Retirement, not even an option. In retrospect, ironworking provided a comfortable, secure life, and I wouldn't change a thing for the world. And listen, you guys, you could hoot, holler, and whistle all you want. Should I walk by, I will be so flattered. I salute all of you. I salute Jin Dan, Chin Chin. With affection and best wishes for 100 years of health and prosperity. The pleasure, again, has been all mine. You're listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. I want to encourage you to embrace what I have talked about today. And oh, by the way, hey, gals, this ironworking is for you, too. How about that? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. It shall be my pleasure to guide you, to encourage you, to be your outside advocate. Hey, the length of life. Remember, tomorrow is promised to no one. But it's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. I want to remind you that there's only one of you. And don't listen to your reference group. I want you to take a moment today and sit down and evaluate, grade them. Who supports you in your dream? Who encourages you to go on to be better and better? And if you're not happy with your life now, I want to tell you again, and I will say it again and again and again. You want to change your life? You change your thinking. And you're all brilliant. There's only one of you. So don't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now. And I'm online. It's your life. Look healthy and live healthy. It's your choice. But everything in your life today, everything that you are doing right now, no blame, no nothing of the law of attraction. It's your choice. So how pleased, how happy are you with your choices? Now, no one's ever going to replace you. You are unique. And I want to remind you to be the most brilliant you that you can be. This is not a dress rehearsal. You only get this opportunity to be who you are right now. And what gift are you going to bring to me? What gift are you going to give to the world? What dream is still dancing in your heart? I know if you really want to be happy, you have to look good, you have to be healthy. Consider when you're talking about, and it's very important, looks are very, very important. And I want to remind all of you that we live in the now. Realize deeply that the present moment is all that you ever have. Right now, how is your life? On a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the best, how is your life? Give up waiting as a state of mind. I want you to sit down and write a journal for 1 week. What dreams did you have that are happening in your life today? Because I do want to remind you that I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. And what is it? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. And everything in life, darlings, remember, choices come back to embrace you, or choices come back to bite you in the butt. So write your journal for 1 week. and see what choices are making you happy. Au revoir.